This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2802. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. Woo! Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk. In the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. The word lets you know why you sound dumb. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
It's a clack. Jiggity
John. All right, here we go. It's not called the happiest place on earth for nothing. DA Customs officials find Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck packed with crystal meth. After 170 years, the terrible-tasting Necco wafer might have taken its last breath.
Yes.
Missouri High School says everyone will take a breathalyzer if attending the prom. In Anchorage, Alaska, giant iconic palm tree has been found, so please remain calm. And Hero Cat catches cat burglar in Salisbury, cousin of Danny Ocean. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, look, people always accuse technological advancements of making us lazier, right? Washing machines, remote controls for your TV, Google, cars, on and on it goes. But rarely do people ever bring up toilet paper. And let's face it, people have pooped longer than toilet paper has been around. So when we saw an article titled, "What Did Ancient Romans Do Without Toilet Paper?" Well, we had to read it. And now we know what the ancient Romans did without toilet paper. And obviously, we'll share that with you coming up. But first, it got us thinking that we want to know what you did without toilet paper. Fact of life number 874, you will poop without toilet paper being convenient, and you will have to improvise. It's true, it happens to everyone, not frequently, but once is more than enough. Socks, bath mats, t-shirts, neighbor's guinea pig. There's a moment in your life when you had to improvise and clean your backside with something that was never intended to clean your backside. So apologies to my grandmother's wig. I was young. I panicked. What can you do? So today, this is what our question is. What did you have to use in place of toilet paper?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, Michelle, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2802. What a largely charged program we have for you today. The return of Who Sucks Less and the Word has some phrases and words that you are using incorrectly. And yes, we're going to bring those to light. I'm guilty of about 80% of those on the list as far as not using the words or the phrases, right? So it's just a little bit of a an education, so to speak. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we're going to talk about toilet paper. And the reason why is the article that appeared in Real Clear Science, which is a fictitious magazine, I believe. And the article says, what did ancient Romans do without toilet paper? And
that's a strong question.
You know what? It is. And the writer, Stephen E. Nash, he goes on to explain why this kind of got in his brain. I'll read you some excerpts from the article. He said that we've all been caught by our digestive tract at one time or another, and it happened to the Nash family. Several months ago, we were nearing the end of an extended road trip, driving down a secondary highway through a sparsely populated area of Colorado at night, and my 9-year-old twin son had to use the bathroom. Now, despite my pleading, he said he couldn't make it to the next town. He had to poop. So he pulled over, and we headed into the bushes.
That means that kid knew he had to poop for the last 4 hours.
Yes, absolutely, because you can hold that a lot better.
You can hold poop much easier than pee.
After he took care of business, we realized we didn't have any toilet paper on hand. But the whole episode got me thinking, and for the next couple hours, I pondered toilet paper and the cultural nature of bathroom routines. Toilet paper is now such a routine part of our lives that we rarely give it any thought. That boring reality, however, didn't stay with the writer very long. He wanted to go in more and investigate what was going on. So as the family started to re-enter the city of Denver, and he said his wife and kids were asleep, he said, I saw the state capitol building of Colorado beautifully lit in the horizon, and it started making him think about ancient Romans. We'll continue with the column. Modern American society and Western societies more generally tend to look back on ancient Rome as the pinnacle of Western civilization. Mm-hmm. However, when Mount Vesuvius erupted in August 24th, AD 79, Pompeii and some other Roman settlements were sealed as time capsules. They were the first to be excavated from the 18th century, and since these sites have basically just given us a view of what was going on exactly in society at that time, right. Everything was frozen in ash. Now, many of the bathrooms, they say, uncovered at Pompeii and elsewhere were communal. In many cases, they were beautiful, with art on the walls, sculpture in the corners, rows of holes carved into cold Italian marble slabs.
That's what my bathroom looks like now.
Roman toilets did not flush. Some of them were tied into internal plumbing and sewer systems, which often consisted of a small stream of water running continuously beneath the toilet seat. So, yes, you could drop one and watch it float down the river or the little stream underneath it. In the same way that we use an American-style toilet, a Roman user would sit down, take care of business, and watch number two float blissfully away down the stream. But instead of reaching for a roll of toilet paper, an ancient Roman would grab something else. Any guesses?
At the bottom of his toga.
Any guesses?
That's my guess. I mean, they wore, you know.
How about a servant's hand?
Oh, wow, you're going big.
Well, they're Romans.
No, dude, I feel you. I'm just saying, you are
a Roman would
grab. They'd rather work for me, I think.
A tersorium. A tersorium is an ingenious little device made by attaching a natural sponge from the Mediterranean Sea, of course, to the end of a stick. Ancient Romans would simply wipe themselves off, rinse the tersorium in whatever was available. Sometimes they had a bucket of water in there or vinegar or salt water, and then they would just hang it and they would leave it for the next person to use. That's right. It was a shared butt cleaner.
And it's a living organism.
Yes.
That's like, please throw me back in the ocean.
There were other means of wiping as well. They did have abrasive ceramic discs called pisoi, but the preferred way to use to wipe and clean was the shared butt cleaner because it was a soft sponge.
Yeah, it's a sponge, man.
All right, so that's one habit. All right, how about going number one? Now, as best as they can tell from historic and archaeological data, ancient Romans peed in small pots in their homes. Anywhere they were, offices, shops, you name it.
Sure.
And when those pots became full, they dumped them into large jars out in the street. Just like with your garbage, a crew would then come by once a week to collect those hefty pots of pee and bring them to, any guesses?
Oh, no.
Where would they bring all the urine in all of Rome and all of Italy?
I don't know, dump it on your enemies? I don't know.
Yep. Any other guesses?
Your urine. Let me guess. Somewhere medical.
They would
Why
take
not
them,
just the river?
They would take them to a laundromat. Why? Because Romans washed their togas and tunics in pee. Human urine, you see, is full of ammonia and other chemicals and are great natural detergents. If you worked in a Roman laundromat, your job was to stomp on clothes all day long, barefoot and ankle deep in colossal vats of human pee. Now, you need to know, as far as this particular personal hygiene practices in ancient Rome, they may seem to us to be a little bit strange or peculiar.
Everything they do makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. It shows a lot of organization, man. A lot of thought was put into this.
The historical fact of the matter is that many Romans successfully and sustainably washed their clothes in pee for several centuries, far longer than we have used toilet paper.
Sure.
Far many, hundreds of years longer. So toilet paper is not
but
universal.
But to be fair, their options were a lot more limited right. than what we had.
As the writer Stephen Nash continues, he says, look, toilet paper is not a universal technology. Even today, take any trip to India, rural Ethiopia, remote areas of China, and that'll be abundantly clear. He is an archaeologist, and he says, as an archaeologist, this is surprising to me, especially because toilet paper was formally introduced in this country only in 1857. Comparatively, as far as history goes, a short time ago. At that time, New York entrepreneur Joseph Gayety first created commercial toilet paper. Each individual paper sheet bore his name. He claimed that, in addition to the novel utilitarian function, that they were this was for medical purposes and prevented hemorrhoids. Then, in 1890, and this seems like one of those Saturday Night Live skits with Eddie Murphy, Clarence and Irvin Scott developed the first toilet paper on rolls. Scott. Their brand thrives today. Follow what I'm saying? Lord and Mrs. Sandwich. Yes.
I feel like I would trust
Clarence and Irvin Scott basically did the individual sheets, what we know today to be toilet paper.
Thank you, Clarence. Thank you, Irvin.
Scott tissue was originally marketed as a medicinal product in the late 1920s. A paper company marketed Charmin from Chad Charmin brand toilet paper.
Chad Charmin.
But to women on the emphasis of softness and femininity, rather than medical purposes or properties that didn't actually work. So today, they say, toilet paper is ubiquitous in Western cultures. It's a $9.5 billion a year industry.
I got clean ass. So.
In the United States, that's in the United States alone, Americans, in their typical excess of everything, use more than 50 pounds per person per year. About 1.75 tons of raw fiber are required to manufacture each ton of toilet paper. So, and they go on to say, obviously, we use more toilet paper in this country because we don't use the bidet system as a lot of European countries
but
use.
Should.
But think about it. Yeah. We should. But this is a country of consumerism, so there's no chance you're going to have Charmin and Scott say, yeah, use a bidet, don't buy our product. Doesn't. So it's never going to happen, right? But our thought was, you realize, and think about this, all right? So as far as cultural things happen, and this just blew my mind because I'm stupid like this, but the prevalence of dingleberries is much more American than it is anywhere else. Like, anyone can get some poop fragments stuck in their butt hair, right? But once you start wiping with toilet paper, you simply add to the amount of debris that mm-hmm. goes into the field. So you realize, like, dingleberries probably don't mean a whole bunch to anyone else on Earth.
And there's a lot
and
of,
that makes me sad, man. It's a funny thing that we talk about here in the States, and you realize once you leave the States, like, dingleberries just aren't a thing.
It's the bidet thing.
If you ever
use one, then you realize how filthy you are the rest of the time.
If you go to hairier cultures, and let's just
Turkey.
Call it like we
just
say it, Greece, Italy, Mediterranean,
Uzbekistan.
Yeah, they're using bidets.
Where's Kim Kardashian from?
They're using bidets. And most
I'm part of that hairy culture. I need a bidet.
We were just talking about it back in the office. Like after
I got a jingle for it.
And this is crazy.
Spritz, your naughty bits, buy a bidet today. And our signature model, you ready for that? Because this is the one you buy. The Bidet of Reckoning. Right? Wouldn't you buy that one?
It's a game changer.
That's the one.
It's a bidet of reckoning.
Hell yeah.
We figure, you know, like if you just do this in one toilet in your house, they have the kind where you can just use the kind that they change the seat.
Attach it to your regular toilet.
Right, exactly. And you can use it. And hell, after we did all this research on this, I started thinking, man, like I should just buy one of those things. See how it works because I do. I mean,
spritz your bits.
Dude, my buddy has one. It is amazing.
And really? Not only that, man.
Yes.
How long does it take? I've never used a bidet to clean my ass. So, like,
You've never used one?
No, I've never used a bidet.
Oh,
Oh, dude, trust me. You guys are tender.
You still need a little toilet paper to dry off.
Oh, you got to dab off.
Yeah, sure. But I got to think it's less toilet paper than I normally use.
And you actually get clean. And the difference is, like, you know, with a scooter lifestyle or the non-car lifestyle, like, toilet paper is one of those things where, you know, I go to the Fred Meyer, and if I need toilet paper, it's basically everything between my legs. Like, I mean,
that's
like,
a good look.
Like, I'm driving down the road, man. I'm squeezing it. I'm
you realize.
It.
Right. If I go to the grocery store, I don't buy toilet paper. I buy toilet paper at corner stores because if I try to put it in my bag, it takes up the whole bag.
Right. And, so, you know, there are women sliding off their seat going, ooh.
God, these guys.
I want to see this guy in a scooter with toilet paper between his legs.
I mean, you want to talk about just zero chance of sexuality. Yeah, I mean, I'm just.
Well, hey, you speak about sex.
Dripping of desperation.
That's the other great thing about the bidet.
Right. It's not a good look.
Like, if you take a number two before sex, it might turn somebody off. But, like, if she's in there using a bidet, I know she's clean.
Yeah, well.
Oh, we added three new positions to the evening, mama.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you need to worry about as much the female side on that as you do the male side.
Yeah, but if you want her to hook you up.
Right. No, what I'm saying is the guy needs to be clean, too, you know, for
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I think you open a few more position possibilities. Like, hey, man, I got a bidet, so we can do pages 8 through 15 of the Kama Sutra.
All of us have been in a situation where we've seen toilet paper that was left behind and gone.
Or there should have been.
That was not good.
Or there should have been more toilet paper used.
Yes.
And you can get some nice ones. Like, my one friend, it has hot water too. You can control the temperature.
That's very important.
Okay.
Yeah. See, sometimes you're just sitting there.
I think I'm sold on this.
Yeah.
I really am. And I'm just going to just go to Amazon. I'm going to buy this damn thing and I'm going to take a weekend and install it and just see if it's a game changer.
Well, someone's saying that's why you have flushable wet wipes. They're flushable, but they don't break down. They do. Yeah. Barbie dolls are flushable. I know this to be true. Because I've had to pull one out of my toilet after it flushed. They don't break down. You don't have to believe us, but every plumber we've talked to, we go through the salt. Every plumber we talked to said, look, they advertise them as flushable. They are not lying to you. They will, in fact, flush if you flush the toilet. But they don't break down. They will block
you. You can't use them on a regular basis.
But it's not the same thing. That's not the same as a bidet, man. That's like saying, hey, go visit a porn site if you're horny when you could have sex.
Not only that, but you pay for them. So they cost money. And then even when you have a child who is going through the diaper years, you're not throwing that stuff down the toilet. You're putting it in a diaper, in a genie or whatever, and you're twisting it up and you're throwing it out. You're throwing it away because it shouldn't go down the drain because it's going to ruin your plumbing. Not only that, but look, if you're going to go camping or somewhere where practically or keep some in your car just in case of an emergency of whatever kind, there's no problem with having some wet naps, whatever the hell.
I disagree. If you're camping, use the closest available woodland creature.
Yeah, well, so whatever.
Grab that raccoon.
Right, exactly.
Put his ass to work.
But sometimes you got to use them too to kind of bathe.
With
raccoons.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No, like, but if you're out somewhere camping or whatever and you can't shower, right? Maybe not baby wipes, but like Burt's Bees.
Something I got.
Yeah, it makes like those wipes.
Sure. Yeah.
Still not taking a shower.
Okay. By the way, a comment came in. It came in a while ago. I would just read what it says. A servant's hand. God damn, V. Ted Smith went savages.
I mean, dude, if I was a Roman, isn't that the whole thing? We're having orgies. We're having feasts.
Yeah, but there is a point where maybe you cross the line.
Mm.
You know, right. An orgy, your servant is happy to participate, right? The feast, they're happy to participate. But when it's like, servant, wipe my ass with your hand.
Curious to find out what type of toilet paper you use as well.
What do you use?
We'll do a little. You know what, man? I'm typically a Charmin guy, ultra strong, which does appear on this list.
I have Charmin at home, and I believe Northern is like the backup.
But
shouldn't Northern be called Southern based on how we describe our body? You know what I mean? South of the border. Like, call it Southern toilet paper. Northern would be a tissue. Southern would be toilet paper.
What do they sell at Costco? That's what I use.
I
think it's just called Kirkland bath
tissue. Yeah, their Kirkland brand is not bad. But as we live in this online world, the over-under debate of toilet paper.
Thanks for reminding me of the time I did karaoke and got toilet paper in my mouth. I have no idea how that happened.
Oh, God.
Please elaborate.
Over. Yeah. Another time. Maybe in a bar. Maybe for a bar and we see you.
God damn.
The article goes, the over-under debate that we hear about that has been waged for bathrooms since we've, the polls online, all that crap, the list, which way to put the toilet paper. Subject even has its own section on Wikipedia, filed under the argument section for over, reducing the risk of transferred germs versus under.
And now, thanks to a patent for perforated toilet paper, this comes from 1891, we now officially have our answer. This was spotted by the Huffington Post back in 2015. Writer Owen Williams discovered a picture of the original patent and shared it with the world. The inventor of perforated toilet paper, Seth Wheeler, illustrated his new and futuristic creation with paper going up and over the top of the roll. The Google patent database also displays a series of diagrams of toilet paper going over as well. From 1891, the patent was issued September the 15th. So the idea of perforated toilet paper, originally patented then by an Albany company and then repatented again in roll form in 1891, that is the patent you were looking at. So honest to God, whether you believe it to be the right way under or over, technically, the patent reveals your toilet paper should be hanging over the top.
And I was an under guy to like 2 years ago when I read that article. It really bummed me out.
Well, I have a cat now, so I'm going to tell you, I have to go against the patent.
You do, and that's the only exception to the rule.
The person who patented this did not own a cat, because when you put it, like, it doesn't matter to me.
If you put it over, a cat can paw the whole thing down. If you put it under, it's just going to
spin. It spins it. And, like, I don't care how it is. I just want to wipe my ass. If you have toilet paper, I am completely happy with that. Ted, you're a hairy guy. This guy comments, he says, I'm a hairy man, I use Cottonelle, no dingleberries. I don't know if that's an issue, okay, but he's just saying.
See, I think Cottonelle's too thick.
Well, I guess maybe that's why there's
what
no dingleberries.
The kind that has the ridges in it that looks like Ruffles chips? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah, I know the one you're talking about. What are they supposed to do?
I don't know.
Actually, the only toilet paper I can say I don't like, I mean, like, I use Cottonelle, and it's not that it's a preference, it's just what I always buy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Scott's toilet paper is the worst I've used, and it's for two reasons. One, you got a 50% chance that you'll discover you actually wiped your ass with your actual hand, right? Either it melts away. But also, it's the only toilet paper I've used. You brought a potato chip. It feels like a potato chip. Most toilet paper feels soft. It feels like it's trying to help you. Scott's just feels like I am sandpapering my ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always that.
You know, and I just, and that's the only toilet paper where when I see it, it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, there's some, or sometimes you're just in like a public toilet.
Right.
Just,
you got
the toilet
what you
paper
got.
Is so cheap. Just like, ah.
See, now again, if I'm president, like I said, there's two things I would do. One, all women's clothes, whatever size it is, it's the same cut no matter where you go. We can eliminate dressing rooms. Like, let's just hurry up. You're four here, you're four there. There's no different size. You're one size. The other thing is all public restrooms at worst would have two-ply toilet paper. When you get that single ply, you're like, I'm about to wipe my ass with my hands. And it doesn't matter how much you try to ball up in your hand, somehow your butt juice can eat through it, and here you are again.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, don't flush the flushable. Just because a product is called flushable doesn't mean you should. Flushable wipes used in lieu of toilet paper are even worse than the worst of plush toilet papers.
Teeth and they say, are flushable. It doesn't mean you should flush it.
They are the culprit behind many a clogged toilet and water line.
Yeah.
So avoid their use. Our question, what did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. Your call's on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up, the return of Who Sucks? Last our question, what did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, David. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to happen again?
He'll get to it in a minute.
All right, here's what we do. Well, just see, so everybody knows, we're on a bit of a delay, and the reason we're on a bit of a delay is because not only do you cuss when you call the show, we accidentally cuss as well. So they have us on a delay. So when you call up on the program, you're not going to hear the radio in the time when we call you. They're not going to sync up because they're about 30 seconds off. So if you're listening to any form of the show at the time, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. As David explained that.
Yeah.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so years ago, I think right out of high school, I was kind of dating a girl. We just started hanging out, and she invited me over to her house. She lived her and her mom, and no dudes in the house. Anyways, I was, you know, a little at the time, you know, younger, a little embarrassed about it, but I really had to go. So you know, I excuse myself, go to the bathroom. They're outside, you know, hanging out in the yard, and I do my business, reach over the toilet paper, and it's not there. Hello?
Yes, continue.
Yeah, I reach over, and, you know, it's not there. So I'm like, no worries, there's probably some under the sink, little medicine cabinet. Look around, there's nothing. There's nothing in the garbage can I can use. There's absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you do kind of...
The garbage can is the next best.
I know, I was going to say, like, you use every option out there.
I know you blew your nose on this, but if I turned it this way...
Well, you know, that. I mean, how bad could it be? Like, she was hot, her mom was hot, and I'm like, you know what? If there's something in the garbage can and it doesn't look disgusting, I'll use it. So, whatever. So I finally get down a little lower, and it's kind of, you know, I look ridiculous. I got my pants around my knees, and I'm hunched over looking under the sink. The back of the... At the back of the cabinet, there's a box of I don't know what they're called, the period pads, you know,
maxi pads.
Yeah, maxi pads,
period
whatever.
Pads.
Oh, you can't flush those either, man.
Well, this is what I thought. See, I thought about this, and I was like, "There's no way that I'm going to plug up this toilet." And there wasn't a plunger in there either, which I thought was weird.
It's almost like a setup, right? Like you're a guest in my house. I'm going to go outside so that even if you yell for my assistance, I can't hear you, right? But when you, I know you have to poop because I fed you chili. I'm not going to have any toilet paper, no plunger, and leave you with something that'll back up my toilet. And I just want to see what you do.
How old are you again at this time?
18.
Okay. And had you got had you gotten anywhere with your girlfriend before this?
No, I mean, we just literally, this is the first time she had me over. We've been on like one other date before that, so I didn't even want to like try to yell for her.
Right,
no,
it's too early.
We understand,
that's
man.
That's why I was asking. That's too early.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've got two ex-wives and everything now, and hell, I don't care anymore, but, you know, so I take out my pocket, I pull out this maxi pad, and I take out my pocket knife, and I cut this maxi pad into three individual pieces. And used each one, and then flush, use the other, and flush, and it all ended up flushing.
Well done.
Nice work, MacGyver.
So that's it.
Man, but this is not the truth about people. You might not think you're crafty, you couldn't do what MacGyver does. When it comes to wiping your ass and you don't have toilet paper, suddenly you become the most creative person on this planet, man.
That's a great story. What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
We're good, David. How are you, man?
Doing well.
Okay.
Well, I've used many things, but I've used a lot of greenery.
Sure.
But my best one, though, is my shirt. I had to use my shirt over and over.
The one you're wearing?
I was a logger at the time.
Okay.
So,
no pun intended.
Toilet paper with you, but it'd get wet, whatever, and you don't want to use that. Or you'd lose it. So my wife, I'd come home, and my shirt would be getting smaller and smaller. She would actually be looking inside the washer and dryer trying to figure out why my shirts were getting ate up. This went on for like a year. She did not know that I was actually using the shirt as toilet paper.
I mean, to be fair, she should not think to herself, like, look, if my clothes shrink in the dryer, right. I don't think someone's been using my shirt to wipe their ass.
Okay, what was
like, that
name?
Is not the thought that
what,
you
what did you call
exactly.
That? What did they call the t-shirts back in the, a cutoff, like a cutoff
yeah,
t-shirt?
Yeah.
Like, that
yeah,
hasn't been an
instant. I start off, you know,
that's
I
what I'm
go
saying, like,
the bottom.
But that hasn't.
Then I take a sleeve off.
Do you have abs, yeah, man? I mean, are you a skinny guy?
I never said anything. I just let it go. She kept on checking the washer and dryer for like a year.
If I was walking through the woods and I see you in a cutoff shirt with a beer belly,
now
man,
we know
a,
why.
With a chainsaw, I'm running. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
That's every horror
movie. Who wears
movie?
A cutoff with a chainsaw? You know what I'm saying?
The man who's about to do bad things.
Almighty. That's great.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.